This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State Representative Mike Lynch, the incoming House Minority Leader, says he's hoping lawmakers will further increase penalties for the possession and distribution of fentanyl in their next session. Colorado lawmakers already tightened the existing law, but many in law enforcement want to go further.
I've got kids that are in that age range, and I lose sleep at night that my kids are going to accidentally take the wrong thing or take anything. I'll continue on the fentanyl fight.
But with Democrats having their widest majority in state history, Lynch will need strong Democratic backing to move any policy forward. A University of Northern Colorado professor has won her 9th Fulbright Award. As CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports, she's using it to study plastics pollution.
Geography professor and researcher Karen Barton is in Bangladesh. Despite a plastic ban in the nation, plastic pollution has reached epic proportions in the Bay of Bengal. Barton is helping devise a grassroots program for waste collection and recycling. She will also host a small climate conference in Colorado next year. It aims to bring together people in the oil and gas industry, agriculture groups, and environmentalists to have hard conversations. Barton has won the 9 Fulbrights over the past 15 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
People near Nederland should watch out for mountain lions. That's a warning from Colorado wildlife officials. In 2022, the office received 29 reports for the animal. Experts say if you encounter a mountain lion, you should back away slowly and not turn your back to the predator. Making noise while out on the trails may also deter mountain lions from approaching. Mountain lions do not hibernate, unlike bears and other large predators. This is CPR News and KRCC.